Thailand's tourism industry has taken a hit as thousands of anti-government protesters have taken to the streets over the past few weeks to try to force fresh elections. The so-called Red Shirts, supporters of former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat, have mounted a series of targeted demonstrations, ranging from ritualistic blood curses to head shaving to noisy parades through the streets of the capital. Although their rally has been somewhat peaceful so far, many remember the Red Shirts' protest last year that turned violent. The Association of Thai Travel Agents said international visitor arrivals fell between 20 and 30% in March when the protest began. Tourists coming from such key markets as Japan, China, Hong Kong, Taiwan and South Korea cancelled their plans. Andrew Cornelio, Director of Sales and Marketing at the Dusitani Hotel, said the travel advisories from more than 30 countries also contributed to the dip in tourism.
For the Dusitani, we've seen many cancellations. Right now we have about 15 to 20% down than what we expected it to be. It's cost our first quarter figures to be below what we had budgeted for.
The tourism industry had been forecasting tourist arrivals of over 15 million for 2010. But analysts say the target is now not expected to be met. Tourism accounts for about 6% of Thailand's economy. Arpon Chebrakrenkai, chief economist with the government pension fund, has revised her optimistic outlook for tourism this year.
This political uncertainty, I think, definitely will have a very adverse impact on the tourism sector. Originally, I think that the tourism sector picked up fairly well in the last quarter of last year. That's why earlier the forecast think that we can able to get around 15 to 15.5 million foreign investor. So if this kind of demonstration continue, we believe that will hurt the remainings of this year.
But Arpon says that Thailand's overall economy will get a boost from strong export growth, up between 3.5 to 4% compared to 2009. Saturday's protests took a more confrontational stance as Red Shirt protesters demanded troops stationed close to the rally site in central Bangkok to stand down. Security officials reported two separate grenade attacks that injured one soldier and two civilians. The protesters accused Prime Minister Apisit Wachichawa of taking power through illegitimate means with the support of the military and are demanding he dissolve parliament and call new elections. The Prime Minister has repeatedly rejected the calls. Leaders of the protest movement have been portraying the demonstrations as a struggle between Thailand's poor, mainly rural masses, and the Bangkok-based elite. The group largely consists of supporters of former Prime Minister Thaksin, who was ousted by a 2006 military coup for alleged corruption, and pro-democracy activists who oppose the army takeover. Thaksin remains in exile in the face of corruption charges. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.